pumpkin cranberry scones. When autumn arrives, and with it pumpkins ripening in the fields, we like to offer these seasonal scones. You don't have to prepare fresh pumpkins to make them. Canned pumpkins work just fine. Moist and not too sweet, these are tasty in the morning, especially on Thanksgiving. Or serve them with the turkey. Ingredients for a dozen scones. 3¾ of a cup of all-purpose flour. 1½ of tablespoons baking powder. 1/2 teaspoon salt. 1/4 teaspoon ground ginger. 1/4 teaspoon of ground cinnamon. 1/4 teaspoon of ground cardamom. 1/4 teaspoon of ground allspice. 1/2 pound, which is 2 sticks, of cold, unsalted butter. 4 large eggs. 2/3 cup of sugar. 3/4 cup of buttermilk. 1/2 cup of pumpkin puree, not pumpkin pie filling. 1 cup of cranberries, picked over, rinsed, and drained. Steps. 1. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Have ready a large ungreased baking sheet. 2. In a large bowl, combine the flour, baking powder, salt, and spices and stir until blended. 3. Cut the butter into small pieces. With the tips of your fingers or a pastry blender, cut the butter into the dry ingredients until the mixture resembles coarse crumbs. 4. In a medium bowl, beat the eggs lightly, then stir in the sugar, buttermilk, and pumpkin puree until thoroughly combined. Add the liquid ingredients and the cranberries to the dry ones, and mix just until the dry ingredients are moistened. The dough will be wet, with visible streaks of flour. 5. Turn the dough out onto a lightly floured surface and knead 6 or 7 times, until soft and cohesive. Divide the dough into 3 equal pieces. Pat each piece, 1 at a time, into a 4-inch square. Using a knife, quarter the square and place the pieces on the baking sheet 2 inches apart. 6. Bake the scones for 15 minutes, or until golden. Let cool for 10 minutes, then serve. Store the scones in an airtight container or, tightly wrapped in plastic, in the refrigerator or freezer.